I like magic for me. Sylvia, I like magic for me. Instant illumination. I like magic for me. I like magic for me. And this is for you too, who is in the listening audience here, whoever you may be and wherever you may be. We're sitting here at the breakfast table at the monastery, and we have three guests here who are very special people. Each one is a master, each one is a genius, each one is an angel, each one is a monk at large. And each one is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, how can I say that? How can I say that each one is expialidocious, huh? How can I say that? Well, because they are a reflection of me, and that's what I am. Now, you say, well, that's rather grand of you to think that you're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that you're something so special. That's sort of special that you think that about yourself. And I say, well, can I do anything but speak the truth? So, what is it that you go to the store, and everyone goes to the store, you know, and when you go in the store, you pick out something from the counter, and the clerk comes up, don't you touch that, but I want to buy it. First you pay for it, then you take it. Oh, this is different than any other store I've been in. Usually I take it, and then I go and pay for it after I gather. No, you pay for each thing before you pick it up, and then you pick it up. Because I don't want you taking anything that you haven't paid for. I don't want anything in your hands that you haven't paid for. Well, that's different than what I'm used to, but all right. Whatever your rules are here, that's what I'll do. Now, let's see. I want this and this and this and this and this and this. And it comes to $50. So I go to the counter, and I say, I want this and this and this, and it comes to $50. And here's $50. And the clerk at the counter says, oh, no, 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 no. We don't do things that way. You come here and pay for one item, and then you go pick it up. You come here and pay for another item, and then you go pick it up. And you come here and pay for another item, and then you go pick it up. Now, this is the stupidest store I've ever been in. I've never been in a store like this. Well, this is called heaven. Heaven! If this is heaven, I must say it certainly is a new version of heaven that I have never heard about. Well, try it and see. If you know you have something, and you can afford it, and you can buy it, then how do you get it? You claim it. But if you don't claim it, you can't have it. Now, you may go into the store and you may buy all sorts of things. You may buy all sorts of items. You may buy bread and cheese and crackers and soup and meat and whatever you may buy. You might buy all these items in the grocery store. And you pay for them and poof, they don't mean a thing to you. But if you have to go and pay for each item before you get it, you go to your heart and say, I am a good person, and I am worthy of having a smile on my face. And so then you pay for it, and then you have a smile on your face. But if you don't feel you're worthy, you know, you have sort of a false smile on your face, then the world's going to say, you didn't pay for that. You're not really a happy person. You don't really have a smile on your face. See, you didn't pay for it. You didn't put out the coin that was necessary to accept it. I am worthy of it. Now, I never like to use the term worthy, or I don't like to say that we're worthy of something or not worthy of something, but I do say that this is what we do inside of ourselves. We do this inside of ourselves. Ingeborg is a good example. Ingeborg, I like to kick her in the slats. Ingeborg sits here at the table, and we have all sorts of good food here, and Ingeborg takes a portion. And she said, oh, that is so good. She just enjoys it, and she mouth-waters it, and we all look at her, and we say, gee, she sure loves that. Well, there's one little piece left over. Now, we could all eat that one little piece, but we don't really care. And we say, Ingeborg, would you like that piece? And she says, oh, no, 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 no. You know. And I say, Ingeborg, you know you'd like that piece. Why don't you take it? Oh, no, 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 no. And then, does anybody else want this? No, nobody else wants it. No, thank you. We've had enough. Ingeborg, do you want it? Well, now, okay. You see, she doesn't think she's good enough to have it on first call. She feels that she has to have everybody else say they don't want it before she says she wants that extra piece. Now, this is what we all do. We all do this in our life. You know, we used to talk about the Iraqi and Arabian mothers and how they would feed the men first, and then they would feed the children, and finally the mothers would feed themselves. Well, now, that's a big joke. That's a big joke because actually the women are making the food, and in making the food, they are eating as they're making it. And they're testing it, and they're eating it. And by the time the meal is ready, they have already had a very good portion of food to eat. And so then when it's time for them to eat, they eat just a little bit, and they say, oh, I'm really not too hungry. Yeah, I'm okay. They've already stuffed themselves. And this is true. This is very true. And so I say to Ingeborg, you are a worthwhile person. She says, yes, I know. Ingeborg, you are a beautiful person. Yes, I know. Ingeborg, you deserve anything that anybody else has. Yes, I know. Ingeborg, you deserve to be able to say yes any time that something is offered to you if you want it. And if you really don't want it, don't take it. And so Ellen speaks up, well, Beatrice, would you like some of this? And Beatrice says, thank you, I've just full to the... Oh, Beatrice, go ahead, take some more. There's a little bit left here. I'm happy, Ellen, really, please. And then, Beatrice, if this is for you, I'm giving it to you. And Beatrice says, Ellen, please don't. And see, we have the tendency to think that people are not honest. And Ellen thought Beatrice was not honest. Ellen says, Beatrice, would you like this? And Beatrice said, no, thank you. And Ellen says, Beatrice, you're lying to me. You really want it because I'm going to offer it to you again, and I'm going to offer it to you again, and I'm going to offer it to you again until you finally get so sick of me offering it to you, you take it. Now, you see, this is what we do. This is the game we play. And it's a very silly game. We are worthwhile people. We can make our own decision. If a girl goes out with a date and the boy wants to make out with her and the girl says, no, thank you. And the boy says, but I won't like you if you don't. And the girl says, no, thank you. And the boy says, well, that's not very nice. And the girl says, you're not very nice for being so pushy. One day I'll marry someone, and when I marry them, we will have the most wonderful relationship in the world because it'll be so idyllic. It'll be so pure and so wonderful. Because I am the master, and I choose who I have an association with. And you see, each one of us is worthwhile of making our own decisions. So, we have been making dumb decisions up to now by making excuses. Beatrice says, I'm full, I can't eat another bite. Shut up, Beatrice. If Ellen says, would you like some? And you say, no. Basta, end. No excuse. Because if you give an excuse, that means Ellen should argue you into it. That means you're asking Ellen to cajole you, to argue, and to try to get you to take it, you know, just like Ingeborg. She said, well, if the circumstances are right, I'll take it. If nobody else wants it, and if nobody else, in other words, if it's garbage for everybody, she'll take it. Well, she should take it right off the top. Is Ingeborg worth the cherry on the cake?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
We're all worth the cherry on the cake. So whoever gets it, good. But don't go thinking that just because you got it, somebody else didn't get it. No. Everybody enjoys the fact that you got it because it was your cherry. It belonged to you. And it's for you. Now, we live in a world where we are constantly lying. And then we wonder why the storekeeper says, pay first and then take your item. Because we're not telling the truth. If we go into a store and we buy a lot of items and we take them home, and then the people at home say, well, what did you get? Oh, everything that was on the list. What did you get? Oh, everything that was on the list. Well, what did you get? Well, look, here's the pile. I didn't ask you that. Was each item precious and desired by you? Was each item paid for in advance so you will never forget that that's an item that you bought and ordered and wanted? Ellen?
Yes?
Would you like to buy independent wealth?
I am.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Nancy, I want you to play the game with
okay.
me. We're playing a game here.
All right.
Ellen, would you like to buy independent wealth?
Yes.
Well, what is the price of independent wealth? Knowing that I have it.
Knowing that I have it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, here, I give her the clue. I give her the answer. I give her the stall story. And then she barks back at me. Now, Ellen?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to have independent wealth?
Yes.
Ellen, how do you get independent wealth?
Knowing that I have it.
Are you ready to say, I have it?
I'm ready to say, I have it.
Are you going to, now, don't repeat me, say, I have it.
I have it.
Okay, now, spend it. Ba-ba-boo, yeah. See, now, that's part of the test, too.
Yes.
See, because the thing is, if you can't spend it, you still can't have it.
Yeah.
People who have very lovely things and they don't enjoy it. Now, so take some wealthy person. He has 12 houses. 12 houses! I mean, and in 12 different cities, maybe countries, you know. How in the world could he ever begin to enjoy those 12 houses? Maybe just mentally thinking he has them. But unless he goes there, he doesn't have it. When he goes to that house in New York or in Spain, in Mallorca or wherever he goes, and he lives in the house, then he has it. But until he does that, he doesn't have it. So you must live, not must, but you live in the presence of whoever you are. That's what you're doing. And if you're living in the presence of illness or sickness or poverty, if you're living in the area of bad relationships or unhappy friendships, then that's what you got. But if you're living in, hey, I'm wonderful, I'm a great person, hey, I deserve the cherry. Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
Thank you. This doesn't hear a shake of the head. You got to speak for the microphone to hear. But yes, that's what it's all about. Now, when I get after Ingeborg like this, and I just rip her to pieces, am I angry at Ingeborg?
No.
Do I want bad for Ingeborg?
No.
What do I want? I want her to appreciate the fact that she's the king of Siam, you know, whatever she is, you know. She's it, she's all. And just like each of us are. Sylvia sits here drinking her lemonade while we're eating our big, beautiful meals, and everybody says, aren't you wishing that you could have some too? And she says, no. Well, she really is wishing she could have some, because as soon as she eats again, she gets back into the same flavor of things that we do. But the thing is, if Sylvia would just say, I have made my choice, and I am on my juice, if that's what you choose to do, if you feel an explanation is necessary. Ingeborg, don't you wish you had some? No. But that's sort of snippy, you know, because you're in a group, you're having intercourse with other people, and so you want to have a little comment, but just a gentle comment. And the gentle comment is, this is my choice. And there's no discussion about that. Nobody can say, well, my choice is that you should have the full meal. We got this extra stuff here. We made too much. We made enough for you, too. So now you got to eat it. And she said, but this is my choice. And Sylvia, you got to eat it. And so Sylvia says, well, if it pleases you, I will take it. And then she puts it in her doggy bag. And she puts it in the trash on her way out. But if you got to play the game with you. But don't create people doubting you doing the right thing. Don't create people doubting you that you've had enough. No more, please. No. And so Beatrice says, Ellen, please don't push it on me. I've really had enough. And I say to Ellen, Ellen, would you please honor me? And Ellen says, it depends. And I said, Ellen, would you please honor me I would like to have my weight be what I'd like it to be. And so therefore, I would like to have a meal that is the one-third portion of whatever anybody else has. Just one-third portion. And I don't certainly want fatty meats. I don't want meats that are filled with sugar and flat and fat on them, because that certainly doesn't help my menu for myself. And I say, please. And so what does she do? She lets other people serve me. So that I have great big meal. Like last night, I have two big tacos or whatever the things were. Big. They were at least the 8 inches, 10 inches long, and in circle, they were maybe in diameter, maybe 3 inches. Really, three. I couldn't get my mouth on it. 3 inches in diameter. And not only one filled so delicious, you know, and so edible, but two. And then she says, would you like it, Herb? And of course I say yes, you know. And she is supposed to be working with me, serving me one-third portion, and I'm perfectly happy. And then she says, Herb, would you like some O'Doul's? And I said, sure. Well, now, O'Doul's are not beneficial for my diet. And would you like some root beer? Oh, sure, why not? You know, but it's not beneficial for my diet. Would you like some milk? Oh, sure, but you know, that's not beneficial for me either. And would you like this and would you like that? You know, and you know, I gotta blame her. And then Michaela, she comes here and bakes a pie that is just irresistible. You know, you cannot look at it without eating it already with your eyes and your thoughts. And so that is helping, you know. And then I know if I had even mentioned chocolate again, she would have baked the chocolate cake bigger than she ever made at home. But this is to honor the requests of other people. If Beatrice says, Ellen, I have just become a vegetarian. And so please serve me any foods you like, but no meats, you know. And so Ellen says, but I got meat juice on this and meat juice on that and meat juice. And Beatrice says, okay, then I won't eat those things. So what are you going to eat? Well, here's a piece of lettuce, you know. Well, thanks a lot, you know. But hey, that's okay. It's her choice to eat. We are not here to cater to different diets. But if people don't want things, they don't have to have them. No. So, this is it. We live in a magic world. And if you go in the store and they ask you to pay for whatever you get before you get it, you're going to remember what you bought. You're going to remember it and remember it very well. I know I hear so often when you come home from the store and somebody says, did you buy this or did you buy that? I don't know. Let me check the list. You know? And did you do this and did you do that? I don't know. And you see, this is what we have to be very careful of. Because Ingeborg is lying to us when she says she doesn't want that last piece of cake. And she's just mouth-watering for it. And we all have to pretend that we don't want it so that she'll take it. And why should we pretend? Why should we not just let Ingeborg make her decision and then be happy that she's made her decision? We each make our decision too, and we should be happy when we make our decision and stand by it. Now, Beatrice?
Yes.
Is your family living in perfect harmony, peace, and balance?
Yes, she is living in balance, in peace, and harmony right now.
Sylvia, are you Terpsichorean?
Yes.
Now?
Now.
Michaela.
Yes.
Mickey. Mickey, are you one of the most beautiful, competent, capable young ladies in this century?
Yes.
Yes. You see, didn't come hard at all. Martino.
Yes.
Are you the greatest, what do I want to have you be great in? Are you the greatest spiritual being in the world?
Yes.
Hey, cool. You know, that covers everything. Ingeborg, are you living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body?
Yes.
Wonderful. Herb, are you God? You bet. Ellen? Ellen? Can you say to yourself, mach nichts, and mean it?
Yes.
So be it. Well, do these things and watch the miracles happen in your life. Be true to yourself, be honest, and be untouched, be one-pointed, be unpossessed, be non-judgmental, and be self-determinant, self-dedicated, self-diligent, and self-disciplined, and you will be
unconditional love.
Wiederholen.
Unconditional love.
Thank you. It's been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to share with you these few little thoughts this morning. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.